This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif season 2026 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi about the Union Cabinet's decisions.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflict in West Asia. He has ensured that any ups and downs in fertilizer availability or prices do not affect our farmers in any way.
The cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of the Jaipur metro from Prahladpura to Torimore in Rajasthan. Mr. Vaishnav said the 41-kilometer long project will comprise 36 stations and cost over 13,000 crore rupees. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,229 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. The CCEA approved investment of over 26,000 crore rupees for construction of Kamla Hydroelectric Project in Arunachal Pradesh. The government has asserted that sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country. Joint Secretary in the Coal Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Kasi, stated this while addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia.
We have taken a series of coordinated efforts. We have guided our coal companies to ensure adequate supplies. Throughout the year, we have been taking a lot of actions. With these actions, we produced around 1 billion ton of coal for second time in a row. Action that we took basically is an affordability-focused approach, and we combined the increased availability of coal along with the strong coordination with Ministry of Power. Then we have railways also with us. We have also coordinated with the state governments to ensure easy mining there and prevent shortage across the country.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that LPG, petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities across the country and normal supply is continuing. All arrangements are in place for polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. The BJP and the TMC led a party delegation to the Election Commission today over the law and order situation during elections in West Bengal. BJP has alleged that an atmosphere of fear and anarchy has been created in the state, while TMC leaders Derek O'Brien, Sagarika Ghosh, Saket Gokhale and Menaka Guruswamy submitted a memorandum to the commission and raised the concerns regarding the neutrality, fairness and transparency of the electoral process in West Bengal. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired the third meeting of the group of ministers on West Asia, New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, they reviewed the measures in the wake of the evolving situation in West Asia. The minister said that the government has been doing exceptional work in safeguarding citizens from the impact of the conflict. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% today as global oil prices declined following the announcement of a two-week ceasefire agreement between Washington and Tehran. The Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading nearly 1.9% up at 1,53,430 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was trading 6.5% higher at 2,46,680 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl against Gujarat Titans in the 14th match of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.